MTV Cast.
Hey, it's Peter calling in, just rolling past the Boulder store outside of Pinedale. Had a bit of a kind of chill day yesterday. Woke up and kind of doing the math and figuring out where I'd probably land. I was kind of figuring I'd land at the Lava Mountain Lodge just before Union Pass, probably around 7 or 8. I usually don't like to stop that early, but given the way the weather had been going that day and the day before, I was a little worried about heading up Union Pass just because I didn't think I would want or be able to push all the way over and get to the backside to camp comfortably if it was going to be anywhere as cold as the previous 2 days. And didn't really want to camp up top if it was super cold. So kind of just took the day easy, knowing that I would most likely be stopping early, and ended up asking the people at the Togedy store if they had any idea what type of weather was going to be up on top of Union that night. And they said 25 degrees, wind chills in the mid-teens with scattered snowstorms, which kind of was a nail in the coffin. That made my decision easy. Didn't want to risk getting caught up there. If anything did go wrong, it could have been a problem. Might have been okay if everything went right, but didn't want to risk that. And I don't really mind losing an hour and a half, stopping early just to be safe, get some extra rest, put a decent day in today. So that's what I did. Got up early, did Union. I forgot how up and down the backside of it is. I thought the new route over it fixed that, but I was mistaken. on the snowy, muddy section before the Lava Mountain Lodge, I lost my beanie. I was pretty bummed, more so just because this is my third divide with it, and I kind of wanted to hold on to it. But so I bought a new one at the Lava Mountain Lodge, and then Janie came in, and she asked, what was the guy's name? I think Nathan was the other guy that was at the lodge. I could be getting that wrong. But she asked if any of us had lost a hat, and sure enough, she had gotten mine. So that's great. Super appreciative for that. I'm still going to use the one I bought just because technically I lost that one and wouldn't have it. But I'm going to bring it back home for with me for sure. Yeah, we'll see how far I get tonight. At least Atlantic City. Kind of depends on wind. Might stop early, might keep going. We'll see. Bye.
Yes, MTB, this is Hal Russell. I'm calling in from the High Country Lodge here just near Polaris. But pretty beat up again. Dang, lots of climbing yesterday. Made a debut and climbed up over that. I wanted to get to Wise City last night, or Wise River, but I just couldn't make it. And I ended up camping just below the last little climb up to the top of Fleecer Ridge. And it is 1:30, I'm not sure, but I was done for. So I camped down there, leaned the bike up against the barbed wire fence, and that's down there at the bottom. And the wind was blowing. It had a lot of rain and come through a lot of little high country storms all afternoon. Really got hammered pretty hard. A lot of sleet. And then, but I took the chance. I just couldn't go no farther and camp there. I knew it'd be cold. But boy, I woke up this morning and man, it's like a blizzard. It was snowing and blowing and up on top of the kind of like a little white out at times. And But I had the gear for it, so I was okay. I just had to grin and bear it and get everything packed up and get up out of there. But I'm here now, and my legs are about shot, and then they'll get rested up maybe 30 more minutes here, and then I get going, and I'll be good. I haven't drive out my tent and my sleeping bag and everything, so wind's really blowing. Got a pretty good headwind, and anyway, it's getting me all dried out. I'll get on up the road, and last night up there, police are coming out of the woods. I think I seen a wolverine. At first, I thought it was a small bear. It just stood there about 30 yards away of my headlight in the dark. Couldn't make it out that well. But man, you're not a very big bear. And I talked to it, and then it just kind of walked off. And then I thought, anyway, the lady down at Mercantile and Wise River said that's probably a wolverine. And so it may have been, I'm not sure. But it was pretty cool. So anyway, I didn't camp right there in the woods. I went out in that open place where I froze to death this morning, but good or bad, it's all awesome. I just can't believe I'm out here doing this. But anyway, one last time. Okay, I'll talk to everybody later. Bye.